Well, welcome back to Show Me Today. I'm Bill Pollack, a new baby at the St. Louis Zoo, just over a month old now, a female Francois Langer named Rhubarb, the first ever born at the St. Louis Zoo. We got to find out what a Francois Langer is, so let's talk to Ethan Ripple, a primate keeper and Francois Langer Species Survival Plan Vice Coordinator. Wow, that's a mouthful, and I got through it, Ethan.
Yeah, good job. Thanks for being having me here.
Yeah. I'm just going to refer to you now as Ethan from now on. But sure. All right. So a Francois Langer, they're endangered. Where are they native? Tell us a little bit and tell our listeners a little bit about this creature.
So they're a larger species of monkeys found in kind of Southeast Asia. So China and kind of Vietnam area. So they typically live in kind of tropical rainforest, but more kind of mountainous regions. So kind of side of mountains and kind of cliffs are kind of their preferred habitat there. So,
and they are endangered?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of primates are, unfortunately. But yeah, them, a little bit of hunting, but a lot of habitat destruction are kind of the primary threats to them in the wild.
Yeah, wow. When was Rhubarb born?
She was born overnight, but we found her on September 30th, so just over a month old now.
Yeah, I see the pictures, and she has bright orange hair.
She does, yes.
And being born a month before Halloween, it was fitting. I mean, she looked like a little tiny pumpkin.
I know. It kind of perfectly worked out like that. Yeah. The adults are black. So, yeah, the coloration just worked well for this time of year.
Yeah. So how long do they keep that orange hair? Because I noticed mom, who's named Dolly, is mostly black.
Right. So usually by about 6 months, they'll have transitioned over to their adult coloration pretty much entirely. It kind of depends when they first come out. Some of them are just entirely orange. Other ones are a little bit further along. So pretty much the top half of her is orange, but her tail and legs are kind of turning black already. But yeah, usually about 6 months. They are bright orange from the get-go because it helps adults in the group keep an eye on them better. So Francois Langers practice what's called allomothering, which happens in a number of species of primates, where basically all the adult females will help take care of the offspring. So they'll get kind of passed around like a little game of hot potato. And so as that's happening, it's good to have the babies kind of stand out so everyone can keep an eye on them wherever they are.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. Ethan Ripple joining us from the St. Louis Zoo. He oversees little Rhubarb, a Francois Langer. I did some research, and I think it was about 5 years ago in China, the first boy-girl twin Francois Langers were born. Do they typically have just one baby? Can they have twins naturally? Or
typically just one. I do remember that story, and yeah, it's pretty much the only case of there ever being twins. So yeah, most primates, it's usually one baby at a time, pretty much like people. But yeah, Francois Langers one at a time, two is exceptionally rare in that case.
Yeah. When Rhubarb was born, Mom Dolly had some complications. What happened and how are they doing now?
They're doing really well right now. So she pretty much, she was doing well initially and taking care of Rhubarb and everything was going fine. And then she started to get a little bit sick. And so we're probably a couple days out from after Rhubarb was born. It turns out that she did not completely pass the afterbirth from her birth. And so, you know, sort of thing can happen with people too. So she started getting sick from that. And so we kind of had to pull Rhubarb from her and work on getting Dolly back to health. We kind of took care of Rhubarb in the meantime, giving her supplemental food and stuff to get her taken care of until Dolly was healthy enough that we could put her back. And she took her back great, started nursing, and we were able to kind of continue with that and pretty much be hands off after a while.
Oh, well, that's great. How many Francois Langers do you have at the St. Louis Zoo?
She's currently our fourth, but we actually have a mixed species. So we have a male spectacle langer, which is a similar species, but he's also in the group. So we have a group of five, but one of them looks a little different than the others.
Yeah. So so there's not a lot of passing around from the females then with this one?
Not too much. Yeah, pretty much just the two females kind of passing her back and forth. The males, not too much. They're interested in her, but for the most part, yeah, it's the females kind of take charge. But she's getting old enough where she's starting to walk around on her own and climb around. So only when moving around mostly or when she needs to nurse off mom. Otherwise, they're pretty happy letting her just kind of explore things on her own and kind of only running over when she needs help.
Ethan Ripple is joining us from the St. Louis Zoo. They have a new baby, a Francois Langer. Dolly is the mom. Rhubarb is her name. And tell us about the dad. How do you say dad's name?
Deshi.
Deshi.
Yeah, so he's just our male. Generally, pretty hands off as far as babies go. His job in the group is pretty much kind of patrolling the territory and keeping the group safe. Not really a whole lot of involvement with the babies. Rhubarb will kind of climb over and kind of grab onto his fur a little bit, but he's got kind of other things to worry about, so he doesn't pay too much attention.
Dolly is 16 and Deshi is 10. So I know people want to know, how does that translate to human years?
Both are middle-aged. Pretty much, Francois Langer's pretty much reach full maturity by about 4 or 5 years. So once they're at that point, they're considered adults. So yeah, they're well within breeding range. Usually from about 5 years to up to 20 is kind of when we'll see adults breeding. So not too old.
So, Ethan, I know you at the St. Louis Zoo waited to breed until the opening of your spacious outdoor primate canopy trails habitat that opened last year. Tell me about that.
As far as the breeding or the opening of the
Yeah,
habitat?
the opening of the habitat.
Okay. So we've got an older building here at the Primate House, and so it's worked well for us, but we've never really had the opportunity to get animals outside. And so fortunately that was something we're able to kind of focus on, and with donations and whatnot from people in the community, we're able to help fund it and get it built. And so pretty much all of our animals can now get outside during the warmer months and seem to kind of enjoy it. So we've got 8 habitats and just a whole bunch of tunnels connecting them, and so we can kind of shuffle animals around and kind of make different combinations of how they can go outside and kind of experience it all. So it's been fantastic. It's been a bit of a learning curve, but yeah, the animals seem to enjoy it. Visitors love watching the animals out there, and we're having a blast.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, Ethan. How many different primates do you have at St. Louis Zoo? And then how do you know how to keep them separated from one group to the other? Do they get territorial? Are there rivalries?
So yeah, we've got I'm not going to get this number right. I think we've got 14 groups right now. So we do kind of have to rotate sometimes between who gets to go in what outside habitat at a time. So usually a day or two here, or sometimes a little bit longer, a week, we'll kind of have animals in a certain spot. But then we'll make the decision that we want to move somebody else somewhere up, and we'll kind of decide which groups are going to go where. And so everyone is still separated. They're all separate habitats, so we don't kind of cross-pollinate any of our groups. Yeah, there's definitely separation between everyone, but yeah,
Oh,
it's kind of
okay.
all planned out as far as where we're going to put everyone, and then we kind of collaborate and figure out how we're going to manage it and kind
Yeah, so
of
they,
shift them around in order to
yeah.
achieve that.
All right, so
Yeah,
when will folks be able to see rhubarb?
it's intermittent right now because we are kind of getting in our colder seasons, and so we're kind of transitioning to indoor holding for a lot of our animals, where primate canopy trails are going to be empty during most of the winter. On nicer days, we'll give them access to the tunnels, maybe a habitat. And so if they'll have the choice to come out, so there's no guarantee. But yeah, if they decide to come out, people may be able to see them on some nicer days. But yeah, unfortunately, we can't guarantee anything right now
And
until it gets a lot warmer and we can kind of consistently start putting animals back out there for the season.
how long will rhubarb have her bright orange hair?
Probably by the spring, it'll be almost gone. So, yeah, she'll be almost fully colored black by the time people can see her consistently outside
Yeah.
in the spring, unfortunately.
But there's pictures online, and boy, she's a cutie. They're really fascinating. Ethan
Yeah.
Ripple, primate keeper and Francois Langer Species Survival Plan Vice Coordinator with the St. Louis Zoo. Thanks so much for sharing the information, and we look forward to following up and keeping an eye on rhubarb.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.